This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. On Stockbox today, I'm joined by the CEO of Panther Metals, Darren Hazelwood. Hey, Darren, welcome. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Mark. And yourself?
Very good. Thank you, Darren. Very good. So, Panther Metals have released some news this morning, a new gold target at your Marolia project in Australia. So, initial reaction, Darren, from you, what do you think of it all?
We're absolutely over the moon with it. It's fair to say it wasn't expected, and certainly not an anomaly of this size as well. 5 kilometres by 2.5 kilometres is significant by anyone's imagination. And what we were looking at doing at Marolia was basically join the different licences, because we've got a contiguous licence area now, but you haven't necessarily had the exploration work carried out so that you could make this one trend that undoubtedly is very prospective. And when you look, if you look at Marolia in its entirety, you know, you've got Burtville East, there's the Ironstone, Commonwealth, but they've all got things on them that if you announce today in the market, it would cause a significant stir. For instance, on a Ironstone property, you know, there's 9 meters of gold at 46.5 grams a ton. Now, what would happen in the market if we announced that today? At Burtville, you've got 5 meters at 27.8 grams a ton. You've got 8 meters at 6.7 grams a ton. You've got grab samples that run to nearly 40 grams a ton. And the Comet Well trend, you've got to remember, hasn't, and that's the one that sits directly north of the area that we've just discovered this anomaly on. The Comet Well trend has never, ever been drilled, which still amazes all of us. And you've had 40 ounces of nuggets recovered from surface. You've got a 3.7 kilometres by 200 metre wide gold soil anomaly. And yeah, this has never been drilled. Now it's coming just south of that, and you've got we've proved that there's gold in the soils, but this anomaly, which is just south of this size, I'm not going to lie, it's far exceeded our expectations. But you've got to remember, there's a lot of gold in this area, as I've just said, and it does everything supporting the work and the notion of primary gold mineralization in the vicinity. You've got to remember that in the Eastern Goldfields, which are one of the number one postcodes in the world for commercial gold production and discoveries, that the best ground and the best anomalies are always travelling a north-northwest orientation. And that's exactly what Marolia does. And now we're just added to the picture. And anyone will look at the information that I've just said, and they can understand exactly where we're at and why. Yeah, the guys in Australia are delighted and excited. When we were working through this only the day before yesterday, you could feel the energy in the room, and that doesn't happen very often in this industry. And I do know that Dr. David Groves, he likes this as well. He likes what he's seeing, and the Marolia story is only just beginning. And of course, sorry, very remiss of me. I'm absolutely forgetting about the really significant nickel mineralization right on the southern license area of the Marolia, and that on its own is a standalone project target area. That's remarkable, and we're not touching on that yet. We're not even mentioning it. So this whole zone, this whole system, is really, really coming alive.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've had a very large auger sampling program there, and as you mentioned there, Western Australia, very active for exploration and mining. Companies that are out there actually exploring and also having a lot of operating big mines. And the fact that the Comet well trend has never been drilled, that is quite significant. Will Panther Metals be one of the first companies to drill it, do you think?
Undoubtedly so. That's why we're there.
That's why you're there. Yeah. Okay.
We know, we all know, we myself and you specifically, Mark, have touched base on this, that in the eastern goldfields in Western Australia, there's an overabundance of processing facilities, and there's a lack of ore available to supply those processing facilities. So anything of any significance will be taken with interest from anyone.
Mm-hmm. So what are the next steps then, Darren, in both exploration of the project and, of course, the listing?
Well, look, we've got the geophysics that's got to come out yet, over the area on those on the auger work that's done, and that would certainly be the next stage of the process, is to get that information out there and get that into market, and we in Australia we've had lots of interest on the listing. People like what we're looking at. They like what we're doing. So I guess you say we're being a bit choosy now. The investment case is there. The investment case has been made. We've also obviously had the recent mag flight over at Anabaru and Marakai. That information should be released. We should have that back in its entirety, you know, in a short order. And they shouldn't be underestimated either. It's a situation where Morolia is very, very exciting. And it's already exceeding our expectations on the first round of work that we're doing. But don't forget what's going on in the Northern Territory either. And so we are working towards, or the team in Australia more specifically are working succinctly towards the listing process. There's capital to be raised that doesn't seem to represent a problem for anyone. And we're getting on with it. I'm not going to give any timelines. That would be remiss of me. That's got to be between the company and the exchange and the broking house that we use. But what they are going to be able to do now is go onto the ground with a lot more information and really be able to push on from straight out of the traps.
Okay, well, Darren Hazelwood there, the CEO of Panther Metals, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark. Take care.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.